is like he said, the tongue can no man tame. But again, remember, he also says, if any man tame the tongue, the same as a perfect man. Ought the tongue to be tamed? You know, Paul said we should use... Paul, the apostle, says all kinds of things about the language we use. You know, let no unclean, corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You know, we got to speak to each other using good words. We shouldn't... by no means use vile language, or he talks about foolish jesting and so on and so forth, about controlling the things we speak. Speak the same things. Think the same things. So, verses 3 and 4, very clear analogies. You know, the ship, the horse, right? The tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Think about all the things. Think about it. You know, my tongue, all the things I can do, all the things I can say. I can speak of heaven. I can speak of things I don't know. I can tell lies. I can create impressions. I can undermine, you know, you can undermine governments. You can contradict. You can, so much can be done. You know, a lot of the stuff in the New Testament law, you know, strife, seditions, evil, any, you know, spite, backbiters, so on and so forth. You know, there's things involving the words that are spoken and said. It's a powerful thing. Think about the power of speech. It's what really sets man apart in the animal kingdom. That is the most amazing. That's what we, I mean, you know, aside from the thought capacity we have, which is unrivaled, but also the speech, that just really, you know. The very small rudder, big old ship turns. I like this. Behold how great a matter, just a little fire, a little spark. I mean, those woods, you remember the Smokey the Bear commercials? You know, please prevent forest fires. I mean, just a cast aside cigarette can set a whole forest ablaze. It only takes a tiny little bit of fire. It's funny how it catches on itself. I mean, like, think about it. If you were going to heat, fire is an amazing thing to me when I just think about the substance of it, you know, the flame. Because I could run my hand through the flame of fire and it doesn't burn. Right? It doesn't catch right away. If it quickly, you know. But like, you think about, like, if you were going to heat a piece of paper until it bursts into flames, how hot you would have to get it. But you just touch it to the fire, to the flames, and let them lick at it for, you know, depending on what it, like, if you have, like, a really thin paper, in an instant, it's like, whoo, it's consumed. But, like, you could sit there with a magnifying glass, and it, you know, or a heat lamp, and it could get awfully warm. So warm it's unbearable. But it has this power to kindle, to catch, to flare, to grow. It's amazing. Tongue is a fire, he says. It's the same thing. A little word catches, kindles, it grows. Something said, false, you know, all false doctrine. Oh, heresies. All the things the tongue can do. Spread. Lies. It is a world of iniquity. Oh, all the iniquity in the world because of the tongue. Yeah, the serpents. Lies to the woman in the garden, you know, in the beginning. What a small matter that kindled. It defiled the whole body. And said, I thought, you know, for one sin, you break one thing, it's all. And plus, you know, the words could lead us to do things, so on and so forth. It setteth on fire the courts of nature. You I mean, think about man's dealings with man and the words spoken and so on and so forth. I mean, it even devastates nature. Arguments lead to wars, lead to devastation, you know. It is set on fire of hell. Now, that word is hell. We usually get the word Hades, which answers to the Old Testament Sheol, which is the grave. But this is Gehenna, which is the lake of fire. It is the fire that does not, that consumes, you know, the fire that that is not quenched, the unquenchable fire. The fire that burns through and through. Because to torture, you know, if you're going to torture someone, you need to use quenchable fire. You know, you burn them a little and then you take it away. That's torment. Unquenchable fire is like, you know, fire that just burns up, you know. Anyways, but this answers to that lake of fire, to that sort of set on fire of real hell. Not death, not the grave. I'm talking about the fire that burns. The fire that burns souls. Every kind of beast and birds and so, you know, everything is tamed or has been tamed to mankind. It doesn't necessarily mean like domesticated. You know what I mean? I mean, but man can tame a beast so that it doesn't harm him. You know, they have lion tamers and things, and they show how they can, you know, they can make the animal cow and tame it. Or taming doesn't mean like they're completely domesticated or made totally friendly. It just means tamed. But you can't tame the tongue. Nope. No man can do it. It's an unruly move. It's an unruly evil. Unruly means unrestrainable. Can't be ruled. Full of deadly poison. You know, he's using a lot of analogy here. You know, fatal, deadly is fatal. Death-bearing. I like the idea of death-bearing. It bears death. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can tame the tongue. God can tame the tongue. That's why he talks about it being tamed up in the earlier verse. You can be a perfect man. Well, we got, you know, hey, look at. We need to, Paul, the apostle, says, hey, you know, I want to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And don't tell me that's just imputed righteousness. Go back and study chapter 2.